thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply cannot imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, Earth Protecting viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Please join us anytime on Supreme Master Television. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, Asiasat 5 and Asiasat 3S. North America Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 61 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Colombia, in Bogota, Channel 16 on Parabolica, Bella Vista. And Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tanal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabolica Tonal Cable Company. In Boyaca Real, Al Encanto, Al Luján, Consolación, Palo Blanco, Europa, La Reliquia, San Joaquín, and Santa Elenita. Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Candelaria, La Hueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora. Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 89, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera. Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Ingativa 21 Barrios. Channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Barrio Nororiental de Bogotá, Zona 1, Channel 41 on Tele Lunidos and Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2 and 3. Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33. Urbanision, 25, 26 and 27. Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia in Ciudad Bolivar. Channel 73 on Ateuve La Estancia. In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnacion, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Vision. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Vision. In Jore, Channel 27 on Jore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. And in Orqueta, Channel 32 on Damoa SIR. In Asuncion, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazu. In Hernanderias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernanderias. In Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, Channel 26 on Bamenda on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. Channel 40 in Limbe and Environs on SiatSat. Channel 56 in Douala on Vision Cable TV. Channel 57 in Bue on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Mongolia, in Hov Province, Channel 21 on Han Altair Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Ha Tenga Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himore Cable TV. In Sukhbator Siling Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. in Dakhan All Province, Channel 8 on Dakhan Broadcasting System, Channel 44 on Tar Cable Company, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar Supervisions, Channel 47, Orange Cable Companies, Channel 65, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, in Bayonzuk in Han Or District, Channel 25 on Himore Cable TV, in Otul on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin, in Undakan City in Kenti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company, in Seishan City in Donongobi Province, Channel 25 on Sunpower Company, in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia, in the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network, in Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85, on multimedia on demand of Chunghwa Telecom, on Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable, in Taipei City, Channel 112 on Netway Cable TV, in Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, on Yangjiao Le Cable TV and Global View Cable TV, in Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV, in Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV, in Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV, in Hualien Cable TV, in Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV, in Jinmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV, and Taichung County, Channel 106 on Tong Tai Cable TV, in Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Kaohsiung Cable TV, in Puzi City, Channel 90 on Taiyang Cable TV, and Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company, in Yulin County, Channel 108 in Doliu Township on Jiayi Lian Cable TV, and Channel 108 in Yuancheng Township on Peikang Cable TV.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows, smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows currently. Up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the European Union donates 122.5 million euro to support environment and transportation projects in Azerbaijan. In animal news, American scientists find that migratory birds choose the most nourishing berries. In environmental news, Irish hotels reduce costs by going green. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May 21st, is Vesak, the most holy of Buddhist festivals, honoring the birth, enlightenment and passing of Lord Buddha. It is a time of reflection on the sacred life of Lord Buddha and a recommitment to his noble teachings. This joyous day is celebrated with prayers, chanting, meditation and almsgiving. Beautiful lanterns and lights decorate temples and streets where there are also candlelit processions. May our Buddhist sisters and brothers have an illuminating Vesak filled with many blessings.
Flying News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Hunan, China. Relentless rains have been continuously wreaking havoc in central Hunan province, where most recently cave-ins or land collapses were set off across a 500,000 square meter area near a Ningxiang County mine. The county government relocated 28 families as land collapsing to depths of 15 meters damaged homes as well as buildings and bridges, affecting nearly 7,000 people.
The rains had also triggered mountain floods in the Xinhua County of Luodi City, with 4 people who perished and 15,000 who were affected in the worst-hit town of Fengjia alone, where more than 100 homes collapsed and electricity, communications, and transportation were paralyzed. Upon hearing of these disasters, Supreme Master Qinghai donated an initial $10,000, conveying her sorrow and prayers, as she asked that our nearby association members please go as soon as possible to render emergency aid. Combined with our association members' contributions, the total $12,200 donation could purchase $87,000 in urgent supplies obtained in the United States based on China's cost of living.
As per Supreme Master Qinghai's request for updates, the following is our Chinese Association Relief Team's report. May 18, 2010, regarding disaster relief in Hunan Province. Most beloved Master, early on May 11th, we set out to Shuangling District of Fengjia Town. On the way, we saw collapsed homes, bridges, and structures everywhere, including the historically significant 2,000-year-old Ziguiji Terrace, which had been a governmental nature and cultural heritage site. Upon arriving at Shuangling, we found that 12 out of 15 kilometers of the mountain road to Fengjia Town was destroyed, stranding victims whose food supplies were dwindling. So we rushed back to Xinhua County overnight and immediately purchased 8 tons of rice that filled a truck, which the warehouse leader generously arranged for us.
The roads back to Shuangling were treacherous amidst the pouring rain and dangerous conditions. With prayer, we safely arrived and, assisted by the local government, we distributed the rice to the victims. Upon receiving the supplies, the villagers gratefully said, "Now we have no problems with food."
Still, most of the farmlands were destroyed, so we went back again to Xinhua County to pack another 10 tons of rice overnight. Unfortunately, heavy rain of over 100 millimeters fell that night, causing a lot of landslides, and the fully loaded trucks could not pass through. We thus entrusted the supplies to the warehouse leader to send to local officials in Fengjia to distribute to victims once the roads were cleared.
Meanwhile, we traveled by foot on a muddy mountain road to visit 4 bereaved families, giving each monetary aid and encouraging them to adopt the vegan diet to help ensure a stabilized future. We also met a disabled lady whose house had collapsed and gave her some relief money. They all expressed their immense gratitude.
We also gave informative flyers and books on the eco-stabilizing vegan lifestyle for local officials to distribute, and they expressed their appreciation on behalf of the victims. During the relief work, we were touched by the locals' selfless help to one another. We were also glad to see how Master's love brought both material and spiritual comfort to the victims. Chinese Relief Team.
Our thankfulness goes to Supreme Master Qinghai for allowing us to share these updates with our viewers and to our association's foreign group for providing this report. We earnestly appreciate the help of the Chinese government and officials in assisting the disaster-stricken. We also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her unconditional support to the vulnerable, as well as our association's relief team for their altruistic diligence. May heaven bless the Chinese people to soon resume lives of comforting regularity as we pray for such conditions to ease through humanity's greater consideration of all beings.
Schools perish as floods and landslides sweep Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. Heavy rains beginning Saturday, May 15th, prompted a state of emergency to be declared on Monday as the eastern province of North Kivu was swept with floods. A landslide on the slopes of the Nyiragongo volcano overlooking the provincial capital of Goma occurred when a river overflowed its banks, claiming at least 46 lives and destroying over 200 homes. Other slides inflicted further damage in the worst-hit areas of Nyiragongo, Masisi, and Rutshuru, rendering over 5,000 people homeless. The nation's military has been providing airlift rescues, while the United Nations Mission in the Democratic Republic of Congo, or MONUC, already on the scene as peacekeepers, has brought all-terrain vehicles to search for survivors along with other relief to the affected areas. Meanwhile, the Red Cross and the provincial government's civilian protection department are working to provide aid as well. Our appreciation, United Nations Mission in the Democratic Republic of Congo, Red Cross, and all government personnel for your prompt initiatives. It saddens us to know of the lives lost, and we pray for the swift restoring of fulfilling day-to-day life for the gentle Congolese people as we strive to minimize such catastrophic events through our greater benevolence.
Residents in Sri Lanka and India displaced as cyclone pounds Bay of Bengal. On Tuesday, May 18th, tropical cyclone Layla claimed 2 lives and injured 6 people in Sri Lanka, with 46,000 rendered homeless and others feared missing. The storm pummeled Sri Lanka's capital of Colombo with winds reaching 155 kilometers per hour, causing some 280,000 residents to have to evacuate as military helicopters were deployed to help transport stranded people as roads were washed away.
Sri Lankan President Mahinda Rajapaksa said that financial assistance would be provided for flood victims in Colombo and surrounding regions. Meanwhile, the cyclone's movement to India caused at least 4 fatalities in the states of Tamil Nadu and Andhra Pradesh, with huge storm surges of up to 2 meters inundating coastal villages. Troops were dispatched to assist tens of thousands of people in evacuating from low-lying areas to safer grounds. Our appreciation, President Rajapaksa, Sri Lankan and Indian military personnel and all others for your timely aid and care. As we convey our sympathies for the lives lost, we wish the storm-stricken in both countries a speedy restabilizing of daily life, as our greater consideration for all beings helps ease such tragedies as these.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Leadership in United Nations and United States expresses concern for the situation in Thailand. Noting the recent civil unrest that has resulted in loss of life, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon expressed his sadness at the events, while a spokesperson for U.S. President Barack Obama in the State Department said that the United States is similarly concerned about the unbenevolent actions, asking that both sides return to peaceful diplomacy for resolving differences. Other international community members, such as European Parliament President Yerzhe Buzek and member states of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, have also joined in a call for national reconciliation. As of Thursday, May 20th, the group known as Red Shirts reportedly had relinquished their stance, saying that they wished the conflict to be replaced by values of democracy.
Kyrgyzstan appoints new president. Acting president since April 7th, former foreign minister and leader of the Social Democratic Party of Kyrgyzstan, Rosa Otumbayeva, was officially sworn into the presidential post on Wednesday, May 19th. As the nation's first female president, her current term in office has been approved till 2011 December. Our respectful congratulations, President Otumbayeva, on your new appointment. May your leadership through this exceptional opportunity bring harmonious advancements and prosperity to all fellow citizens of your wonderful land.
Después de meses de trabajo tenemos resultados positivos para abrir nuestras relaciones comerciales y ensanchar las posibilidades de crecimiento económico.
New openness in trade agreed between European Union and Latin America. At the European Union Latin America Caribbean Leaders Summit, held earlier this week in Madrid, Spain, 60 countries participated in discussions that centered on economic challenges and partnerships for recovery and development.
There is a growing sense that Latin America has turned an economic corner. There is renewed growth and economic optimism.
By the meeting's end, European Union delegates had signed agreements with Colombia and Peru, as well as concluded free trade negotiations with the Latin American nations of Costa Rica, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Nicaragua, and Panama.
Y esto es un juego ganar-ganar para Europa y para Centroamérica.
Progress was also noted in talks with the group known as Mercosur, comprised of Argentina, Brazil, Paraguay, and Uruguay.
La necesidad de que el acuerdo constituya una verdadera asociación. Esto significa dejar de verse como clientes para comenzar a verse como socios.
Spanish Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero stated, "We will be more sovereign if we cooperate more among ourselves each day. We will obtain more freedom and development for our peoples if we open our borders without fear and with justice. If we understand that the development and inequalities of one country affect all countries in the international community. We applaud your efforts, Your Excellency, and all participating leaders in forging new frontiers that expand interaction between your nations. May your continued endeavors bring flourishing prosperity, understanding, and respect among all Latin American and European Union people.
Ambassadors named for Summer Youth Olympics. With less than 3 months before the launch of the premier Singapore 2010 Youth Olympic Games, the International Olympic Committee has been commencing the appointment of youth ambassadors from participating nations, who will each provide national representation by carrying their country's flags during the opening ceremonies. Among those accepting the honor most recently are Idris Musa of Indonesia, Angeliki Kordali of Greece, and Olympian Sherry Tsai of Hong Kong. For the upcoming 2012 Olympic and Paralympic Games, the organizing committee has also inaugurated Wenlock and Mandeville, two mascots created symbolically from the last drops of steel used to construct the Summer 2012 Olympic Stadium in the United Kingdom. They are planned as virtual characters to appear on sites like Facebook, with children being able to interact and create their own stories for the two figures. Bravo, Olympic Committee, all youth ambassadors, and welcome Wenlock and Mandeville. We look forward to enjoying many memorable and inspiring events of youth Olympic sportsmanship and participation.
Save Our Planet. Large, healthy coral colony found in Japan. Local residents of Kumejima, a town in Okinawa of southwestern Japan, recently discovered an immense and thriving colony of corals 100 kilometers off the coast of the prefecture's main island. In a recent follow-up survey, the World Wildlife Fund, or WWF, found that this colony is not only large, but it is also impressive because of its vitality, which is unusual since many coral colonies around the world are known to be threatened by bleaching due to global warming.
These colonies, on the other hand, appear to enjoy certain conditions unique to the Okinawa Island region that include warm subtropical waters carried by the Kuroshio Current, an absence of silt from runoff, and the water's high salinity, all of which are necessary for large coral growth. In a related study, Spanish and French scientists observing coral colonies in the Mediterranean discovered that the recovery of ailing coral health was directly proportional to the length of time and restorative conditions of being left undisturbed from fishing and other human activities. According to another new finding by UK researchers, the survival of coral reefs rests in part on the remarkable ability of baby corals to perceive sounds emitted from parent colonies.
Believed until now to drift aimlessly, the tiny young organisms actually detect and navigate towards the sounds of activity coming from coral reef habitats. However, participating study scientists have expressed concern that human-made noise from boats, shipping, and other activities could interfere with this vital life-saving skill. Meanwhile, the Japanese scientists who discovered the Kumejima coral are also advocating the region's protection to help in replenishing depleted regions.
Our appreciation, World Wildlife Fund and British, Spanish, and French researchers, for your findings of these ocean wonders. We pray that such precious coral colonies will continue in their pristine state, and that all marine ecosystems may likewise be allowed to flourish through human's protection.
In an October 2009 video conference in Indonesia, Supreme Master Ching Hai urged for the conservation of Earth's coral reefs through our conscientious actions.
One report has put it this way. I quote exact from that report. Overfishing is causing more damage to the coral reefs than earthquakes or tsunamis. Can you imagine this? If we are vegan, coral reefs will be left in peace and beauty, and it will protect us. The coral reef is a protector of our lives, of the sea. Right now, it is in danger, the coral reef, due to overfishing. If we truly wish to see real harmony born between humans and animals and nature and heaven, we must be the harmony. We must live in harmony and act also in harmony, which includes the act of eating harmoniously each time we come to the table. Peace, compassion, mercy begin on our plate. We must protect the environment and the animals because we have to protect ourselves.
Save
save our planet, Canada's Federal Environment Minister Jim Prentice announces that Sable Island, situated southeast of Nova Scotia and home to some 400 wild horses, will begin the process to become a protected national park.
Save our planet. The European Union warns that permanent water scarcity has already begun in the Mediterranean region, with Cyprus, Czech Republic, France, and Belgium already seeing challenges as water stress is expected to continue spreading throughout Southeast and Central Europe.
Save our planet. Formosa or Taiwan passes a new law requiring all companies, schools, and non-profit organizations to provide a minimum of 4 hours of environmental education each year.
Hi, I'm Jamo the Springbok. I am completely vegan. I have a tip on how to remove tea stains from your favorite cups. Try adding 1 teaspoon of either vinegar or baking soda and a little bit of water to your milk. Then use a cloth or small brush to scrub it until the discoloration is totally removed. Many thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Thank you for tuning in. And now for the weather around the globe.
In humanitarian news, the European Union is donating 122.5 million euro to Azerbaijan. European Commissioner for Enlargement and Neighbourhood Policy, Stéphane Foulon, stated that the funds will assist the nation during 2011-2013 in such areas as climate change, transportation and environment projects. Commissioner Foulon also highlighted increased cooperation between Azerbaijan and the European Union in sectors including trade and energy. Our heartfelt gratitude, Commissioner Stéphane Foulon and European Union. Heaven bless your generosity. May the pure-hearted citizens of Azerbaijan derive many benefits from your kind assistance.
In animal news, an American study finds that migratory birds choose superfood berries. University of Rhode Island scientists observed the habit of birds making a stopover before beginning a long flight. It was discovered that at this time, our avian co-inhabitants changed their food intake to arrowroot berries. These have higher antioxidant properties than the other berries available in the vicinity. Many thanks, Rhode Island University scientists, for highlighting the innate intelligence of our feathered friends. May our graceful bird co-inhabitants have spectacular flights and happy stays on our shared ecosphere. Up next on Noteworthy News, the hotel industry in Ireland reduces expenses by going green. We're just going to take some fresh drinking water out for the dogs. Stay tuned for more lively news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, elevating news for an uplifting world. In environmental news, Irish hotels reduce costs by going green. According to the nation's Green Hospitality Award GHA program, in 2009 hotels saved more than $6 million US dollars by becoming more energy efficient and conserving resources. funded by the Environmental Protection Agency, the GHA, has also shown that hotels can decrease their expenses by more than $1,300 per room in their first 12 months of making the eco changes. The awards will be extended to the wider hospitality sector in 2010, including businesses such as restaurants, guest houses, tourist attractions, caterers, and golf clubs. Our sincere appreciation, Green Hospitality Award Program and Environmental Protection Agency, for supporting earth-friendly ways. Combined with a planet-protecting vegan diet, may it lead us to an era of long-lasting vibrancy and sustainability.
Time for some light-hearted humor with Joke of the Day entitled Laundry Skills, told in Bele, a language spoken in Zimbabwe.
Kwelinye ilanga indoda yami elivila ngekhaya yacabanga ukuziwashela isikhipha sayo. Ngemva kwemizuzwana ingenile endlini yokuwashela yamemeza kimi. Ngisebenzisa isetting enjani emshinini wokuwasha? Kuya ngokuthini? Ngamphendula. Kuthini eshatini yakho? Wamemeza kimi njalo. Yunivesi yaseHarare.
And now for our viewers hotline.
سلام، من از یک ماه پیش گیاهخوار شدم و احساس خیلی خوبی دارم با امید صلح و آرامش و مهربان شدن همه موجودات عالم. بهروز از ایران.
Sweet Behrouz, your lovely news is music to our hearts. Many thanks also for your kind wishes and may Allah's boundless grace illuminate your path.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your hotlines and stories. Please send them to hotline@suprememastertv.com. The address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May the peace and light of the Providence shine upon you and your loved ones.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
His Highness Sheikh Sabah Al Ahmed Al Jaber Al Sabah, Emir of Kuwait, is welcomed by His Majesty King Abdullah II for a first visit in 20 years to Jordan, with the two leaders signing cooperative agreements as part of furthering their country's relations.
The United States donates $250,000 in sheltering tents to Tajikistan for residents displaced by floods and mudslides.
Engineers and technicians in Iraq work to dismantle the Al-Tawaitho Nuclear Research Center, one of the 18 local facilities, and 10 more around the country, scheduled to be decommissioned.
Japan hosts an investment forum for approximately 200 Azerbaijani and Japanese entrepreneurs, where increased cooperation is discussed in fields including agriculture, banking, tourism, and trade.
Newly elected Prime Minister David Cameron welcomes Afghan President Hamid Karzai to the United Kingdom, where the two leaders discuss an upcoming peace jirga planned in Afghanistan as they pledge to further their nation's ties.
American actor and director Edward Norton, together with friends, launches the website CrowdRise at www.crowdrise.com, where visitors can feature their own charitable projects as well as contribute to others.
City manager Cheryl Scully of San Antonio, Texas, USA, announces that sugary drinks are being removed from all 250 beverage vending machines in municipal buildings to help promote better health, with plans to also remove high-fat snacks.
The Belgian government donates 25 Volkswagen Jetta cars to the Palestinian Civil Police in coordination with a European Union program that works to provide support for police personnel and the regional justice system.
Residents of over 50 Russian cities call upon leaders to adopt humane treatment regulations for stray animals, as well as implement a national law to ensure that animal companions receive humane treatment.
French Ambassador Joseph Silva meets with Yemen's Minister of Justice, Ghazi al-Akbar, to discuss his country's support of the judicial sector in Yemen, including a project to train judges and build courts in Sana'a and Aden.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/MWM.